Hello, and welcome to this very special hypnotic recording. This recording should never be listened to at any time while driving or any other time when you need to maintain a full awakening consciousness. When you're ready to begin, I want you to find a nice, quiet, comfortable spot and a comfortable position, either sitting or lying, legs and feet uncrossed and slightly apart, with your hands resting loosely in your lap. And let's go ahead and begin now with your breathing. I'd like for you to take some long, slow, deep breaths and fill your lungs with air. Then hold that breath for the mental count of three. And as you slowly exhale all the air from your mouth, just think in your mind words deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. So let us begin. Breathe in. Hold for three. And breathe out. Breathe in. Hold for three. And breathe out. Breathe in. Hold for three. And breathe out. And when you breathe in, imagine that you are breathing in calmness and relaxation. And when you breathe out, just breathe away any tensions or anxiety or any worries that you may have. And feel the physical body beginning to slowly relax. Begin by relaxing the eyes, those tiny little muscles around the eyes. Allow them to relax and let go. And if they are not already closed, you might like to gently close them at this moment. Noticing that comfortable feeling around the eyelids, perhaps even a slight fluttering, as it takes no effort at all to allow them to close. And know that for the next 30 minutes or so, there is absolutely nothing for you to do but relax. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that there is nothing of any importance for you to do. Nobody wants anything from you. Nobody needs anything. There's no place to go right now. Nothing to do but relax. Relax and let go. Relax and let go. And just enjoy this wonderful feeling that is growing and developing. Growing and developing within you now. Relax and let go. Let go. And I want you to know that if at any time during this experience, any situation should arise that needs your attention, you can and will immediately return to a full awakening state merely by counting the numbers 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you will be wide awake, alert, and fully refreshed, and able to deal effectively with any situation. But for now, just be aware of the position of your body resting here. Notice the feel of any clothing or anything else touching your body. Be aware of the time of day, morning or afternoon, evening or nighttime, the time of year, the temperature of the air on the skin of your hands, and any other uncovered areas of your body. Be aware of the surface beneath you, and allow yourself to think how your awareness doesn't end there but goes all the way down, deep down, down into the very center of the earth. And relax. Just trust in the sound of my voice. Allow my voice to enter your mind and take you deeper and deeper, down and down to a wonderful place deep within you. A very special place, where those important changes to your life are getting ready now to take place. Now in a moment, I want you to count slowly backwards in your mind. And what I'd like you to do is count backwards from 100. And after each number, to think in your mind the words, deeply, deeply relax. And as you think of those words in your mind, you find that you will become deeply, deeply relaxed. So just count slowly backwards in your mind, and at any time you lose count or lose track, just start again at 100. And while you're counting backwards with a conscious thinking mind, I'm going to be talking to the deepest part of you. And you don't even need to listen to me because your unconscious mind, or your subconscious mind, will hear everything that it needs to hear. So don't forget, any time that you lose count or lose track, just start again at 100. Allow my voice to enter into the very deepest part of your mind, that wonderful place where those important changes and inspirations in your life are already beginning to take place. And my words become your thoughts, and your thoughts can generate a wonderful new way of being and feeling and thinking for you. But just for now, keep your mind focused on those numbers, counting slowly backwards from 100. Deeply, deeply relaxed. 99. Deeply, deeply relaxed. And remember, at any time you lose count or lose track, just start again at 100. I want you to take your awareness once more down to your feet and imagine, if you will, a sensation of warmth and heaviness flowing through the toes into the feet. As you feel that warm, comfortable, heavy feeling flowing in through the toes and into the feet. Very good. Now let that feeling slowly spread over the heels and into the ankles, then all the way up into the lower legs, over the knees and into the upper legs, until both the left and the right become deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. And let that relaxing feeling flow up now into the hips and the thighs, into the pelvic area, relaxing the pelvis and all the pelvic muscles. Now feel the relaxing feeling flowing into the stomach, relaxing the tummy and all the muscles there. Relax the chest and the shoulders, especially the shoulders. Just allow them to feel limp and loose and comfortable. Limp and loose and comfortable. Now take that relaxing feeling over the shoulders and into the back. And relax the two big muscles there, one on each side of the spine. Then move that relaxation back to the shoulders and let it flow all the way down the arms, down into the wrists, the hands, the fingers, and the thumbs. Notice the warmth there in the palm of your hands. There may also be a tingling sensation there, a tingling sensation there in the palm of the hands. Just let that relaxation spread up into the face as you let all of the muscles in your face completely relax. The tiny little muscles around the mouth, the nose and the eyes. As you allow the forehead to feel smooth and soft, and the cheeks feel flat and smooth and relax. I want you to imagine yourself now standing at the top of a long flight of steps. These steps lead down into a room, a very special room. In a moment, you can walk down these steps. And as you do so, I will count the steps one by one. And as you walk down the steps, I wonder if you can just feel yourself going deeper and deeper, deeper down. And if you're ready now, begin walking down as I count the steps. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're now standing at the bottom of the steps and feeling very, very comfortable and very relaxed. As you find yourself now in a beautiful room. The room is softly lit with 20 fragrant candles, and there is a distant sound of lovely music in the background. Apart from the candlelight, the room is quiet and dark, although you can notice some beautiful colors, shades of green and purple, blue and violet here and there. You feel safe here, safe and protected. And comfortable. And I want you to just focus on the sound of my voice as you relax in this lovely and beautiful room. Listen to my suggestions. Hear them echoing through the room as you take them now deep into your subconscious mind. And as you allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper, you notice how easy it becomes to visualize everything that I describe for you. In fact, everything that I describe you can see so clearly in your mind's eye, it's as if you can reach out and touch it, taste it, feel it, and then it is real in your mind. I want you to imagine right now that you've just come home and you've walked into your bedroom. And lying out on the bed is a pair of lace-trimmed panties. You look around the room, you can't imagine where they've come from. And suddenly it feels as if there is a magic presence in the air. Those panties are lying there on the bed, calling to you, as if they have a voice of their own. Whispering at first, and then the whispers become louder and louder, as if an invisible hand is reaching out to you, drawing you nearer and nearer to those panties, as if those panties have put you in a trance. Your eyes are fixated on those beautiful panties, and all you can think about is how wonderful they'd feel against your skin. And so you hurry and you rush over to the bed. You strip off your clothes down to nothing, with your male clothes lying in a heap on the floor. You reach out and you grab those panties, and the second that you touch them, it feels as if a light electrical shock rushes through your body. It surges through your body, sends a wave of excitement and ecstasy. As you're holding those panties in your hands, it feels as if there's glitter falling from the air. Magic is swirling all around you, isn't it? And so you sit down on the edge of the bed, taking the panties in your hands. And first you place your left foot, and then your right foot through the legs. And you slowly pull them up to your knees. You love the way they feel as you're sitting there on your bed. Those panties wrapped around the top of your knees, top of your legs. And you're feeling them and it feels so good. And as your hands reach down to feel down to your calves, all of a sudden you notice that your legs have become hairless. Completely hairless. And you sit there on the edge of the bed for a moment, scratching your head, trying to figure out what happened. Scratching your head, and all of a sudden you hear those panties whispering out to you again, begging you to put them on. For a moment you're scared, and so you try to take them off. You're pushing them down from your legs, pushing them down. but there is a force so strong and so powerful. Those panties seem to be rising up your legs so fast that you have to stand up. And those panties fly up your legs and around your waist. And then they're locked on your body. You can't take them off even if you try your hardest. They're not going anywhere. And as you look down, you notice the large bulge in the panties at the very front. So you reach down with your hand and you're feeling that bulge and notice how soft and how silky, how feminine those panties make you feel. And as you're mesmerized by that wonderful feeling, you're rubbing your cock and all of a sudden that bulge slowly begins to recede. Slowly begins to recede further and further. As if your penis is getting smaller and smaller, and it is. Smaller and smaller, so you start to rub it, telling it get bigger, get hard, get bigger. But it won't. Soon you find that you're rubbing your pussy lips through those panties. And it feels so good, doesn't it? You love the way it feels. To lay back on your bed and feel your pussy lips through those panties. In fact, you love it so much you're hardly aware of the fact that your entire body is now beginning to transform. In fact, the only reason that you're aware of the transformation at all is because you're lying back on your bed, looking down at your hand as you're rubbing your pussy lips. And before you know it, your breasts are growing so large you can't see those pussy lips anymore. And they're growing larger and larger every second. You feel yourself getting nervous and scared. And so you jump up from the bed, rush through your drawers looking for a pair of scissors to cut those panties off before it's too late. And as you're trying to cut them off, you realize that they can't be cut off. In fact, every time you try to cut them off, the panties send a shock to the scissors, which causes the scissors to fall from your hands down onto the floor. So you sit down on the bed once more, this time sitting directly across from the mirror. And you look into the mirror, stare at your beautiful body. Those beautiful breasts are calling out to you, touch me, they say. So you reach out and you touch your breasts, and you pinch your left nipple. And you close your eyes, you can feel it as that warm, tingly sensation goes from your nipple down to your clit. Such an overwhelming sensation that before you know it, you're falling back onto the bed and the room is slowly beginning to spin. The room is beginning to spin around you faster and faster and faster. As you feel yourself falling deeper and deeper, unable to resist. It feels so good to let go, doesn't it? And relax. And when you finally do wake up, you're groggy coming out of that deep sleep. You think that you've returned to normal, but when you look in the mirror once you sit up, you see that you're still a girl, still a woman. You're so confused. You feel so trapped, don't you? You finally figure out that you can communicate with the woman wearing those panties through your thoughts. You convince her to remove the panties, to see if you can change back to your male form. She only agrees to do that after you agree to wear the panties again from time to time so that she can come back and explore. She'd been wearing the panties for an hour now. I think she liked that. And I think that you like that too. And the funny thing is, from now on, whenever you wear those panties, in fact, the panties that you're wearing right now, you're going to imagine that you are that girl in the mirror. For the same amount of time that you're wearing the panties, you will be that girl in the mirror. In fact, your breasts and your nipples will seem large and round. Your legs will feel soft and silky, as will the rest of your body. And your cock will be a pussy stick. And the head of your cock will be your clit. These magical, wonderful panties that will transform you every time that they're worn. In fact, you love wearing them so much that you become addicted to wearing them as much as you possibly can. And the more you wear them, the more comfortable the feeling of being a woman is. And the more obsessed you are with finding more and more panties. See yourself lying back on that bed, playing with your clit, rubbing it faster and faster. You love how that feels, you little slut. Such a good little sissy, trapped in a female body. It feels so good.